This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Florida Panthers back on the ice tonight. They are taking on the Penguins at 7 o'clock. Cats have won 3 straight. No Sergei Bobrovsky tonight. He is back home in South Florida awaiting the birth of baby Bob or Bobette. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. Bobra.
A Bobra, yeah. So congratulations to the Bobrovskys. We are very happy for them. Love Bob. That's our guy.
Congrats, Bob.
And love you, Bob. And then the Cats in action tonight. The Heat will be back in action tomorrow, and they will welcome in the Los Angeles Lakers, and obviously watching for a lot of stuff coming into this game. One, will Jimmy Butler play? He's already missed 5 games.
Good call.
Will LeBron James play? Because J.J. Redick, he's bucking against LeBron James, and this is my damage is done. This was J.J. Redick after the Heat, not the only team to get their ass kicked last night. The Lakers took nearly a 30-point beatdown at the hands of the Timberwolves. And afterwards, J.J. Redick, you know, seems to be bucking against a LeBron James goal for the season. Here was J.J.
I'm just saying on LeBron, he stated his goal to play all 82 to us before the season started.
Yeah.
And what he's doing is unprecedented in year 22 and all that.
Yeah.
Is that sustainable? Is that a sustainable goal in your estimation?
I think we are measuring the players, and you know, we can tell if a guy's running hot or whatever. He does a remarkable job of taking care of his body and getting recovery. I don't know that's in the best interest of him and us if he does that. But if he's feeling well and feeling good, then he should play, but we obviously want to manage that as best we can.
Well, JJ, I hate to tell you this, buddy, but the damage is done, my friend.
Damage.
You're gonna go as LeBron James wants to go. If he wants to play all 82, I don't care if it's not in the best interest. You might be right, JJ Redick. I mean, it's not a crazy thing to say a 40-year-old should miss a game every time now and then. However, that team is going to do as LeBron James wants to do. That's why you have the gig in the first place, podcast boy.
Damage is done.
Leroy?
So you know where I'm going with my story. Publix.
Oh, of course.
I go into Publix Sunday, get ready for some football. I want to get some chicken. I had a taste for some fried chicken. I wanted to get legs and thighs, though. So I had to wait. So I'm sitting there waiting. You know, it's lunchtime. I don't know why they don't have chicken out there. But that's a whole nother conversation. I'm waiting. And I look over in the little, you know, the glass thing. They have these little balls. So I'm guessing they're macaroni and cheese balls. I'm like, you know what? Rebecca likes those things. I said, let me get about 5 or 6 of those little mac and cheese balls. Girl goes, 1 minute. Brings a guy coming in back. He looked like the chicken guy because he had the little grease vest on. You know, that black vest that go all the way down to the floor so you don't burn yourself. He had that on. So he come out.
That's the chicken guy garb.
Yeah. How much are those cheese balls? He goes, $6.49 a piece. Ain't no way in hell, sir. Ain't no way in hell. I said, I just got 2 turkey burgers that cost $6.09. You telling me one little cheese ball cost $6.49? I said, no way. They're risotto. Wait, that don't make it more expensive.
Oh, come on.
It's still rice.
Total ball, dude.
So, there you did it. That's beside the point. I said, sir, I said, I want you to apologize when you find out they're not $6.49. Okay? And so I go and I get somebody to come back. They're 4 for $6.49.
Oh.
So the guy comes back out. And I say, you got something you want to say? Hmm. I don't have time for you right now. I said, and so I replied to him, too late. The damage is done. All these people know what you said.
Damage is done.
All these people heard it. So everybody at the counter starts smiling and laughing because they know damn well he sat there like, $6.49 a piece, sir. They're risotto balls. Even the workers were like, I heard him say it. Yeah, he said $6.49.
You can tell they don't like him. Yeah. Like, he's one of the guys they definitely don't like.
No, that guy. That worker. I mean, he was so smug about it. I'm like, sir, common sense. It's a cheese ball. It's not $6.49 a piece. Oh, my goodness. It was hilarious. Oh, you know what? It didn't. Look, I had time to wait for the
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Chicken, I was every time he poked his head out there. Still waiting, sir. Still waiting. But like, come on, dude. Like, stop. I said, I'm a Publix expert. Like, when I see what's in that little tray right there, I have an idea how much they cost. You say, how many can I get for a pound, right? I'm like, It was hilarious. But that's my damage is done. Where Risotto was good. No, I never got him. Because I said at $6.49 a piece. But so by the time somebody came over there and said they're four for $6.49, and then me, him just giving me the shoe, right? I just figured I'd probably not worth it. So I didn't get him. But
Marcos?
Believe me, I had my eye on him. I was thinking about it.
My damage is done goes to this weekend's biggest repeat offender. As we saw, and as we spoke about earlier in the show, Trevor Lawrence went down with a pretty scary hit this weekend.
Ooh. Yeah. He gave the peace out.
You know, I am a bit upset, though, that unfortunately, I'm sad this happened, but this happens to Tua. You know, everyone's talking about it. This one, it kind of got, the lead got
nobody talked about it. Right.
Barely anyone talked about it.
You're right.
This happens to Tua. The whole league shuts down. The Dolphins should be fired. Mike McDaniel hates his players. And
the only thing I've heard of controversy is, was this kind of Trevor Lawrence's fault?
that's what I've been hearing. And I don't know, based off this photo, I don't know.
But look, seems like he's starting his slide. He's starting his hit.
Yeah, not a good, like, not
you
a
can,
good move.
You can't, once you start that move right there, there's no adjusting. And look at his face. This is like, uh-oh.
Could we put it also on the fact that Trevor Lawrence has an enormous head?
Very true. Very true. Gravity,
like, he has a very large face. It's a very big target, and it's hard to get everything down.
And
the
he didn't even hit him with a shoulder. He hit him with a forearm.
Yeah, he kind of just pushed his head back, right, which was kind of rough. But now, see, I saw this, and I had the same debate you gentlemen did. But the reason why this is called damage is done, because I feel the suspension that was bestowed upon him by the NFL was one that had little to do with this one, and maybe his history of, I don't know, choking quarterbacks potentially. Maybe it could be that.
No, or beer.
Like, wait, no, there's more.
Or maybe punching someone in the face. Like, what are we doing?
Wait, wow. Show the last one.
The last one is a video, and I was like, I don't want to get flagged. I was looking for images of it. They've buried that one online because there was one where a Tennessee running back was 5 yards out of bounds.
On the other side of the white, and he hog-tied him.
Just completely hog-tied him, dude. So I think the suspension kind of is weighing in all those other moments. And unfortunately, sir, this one may have not been that bad. But due to your history, the damage is done, my friend.
Damage is done.
By the way, Jennifer, I see what you did.
What you do?
Say, were the risotto balls good? Mm. And then she goes, they wouldn't have made it home.
Yeah, she's right about that.
Is that a finger food? You can just pop in a risotto ball on the way home?
Come in a little bag.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. Do you dip them in something?
Tomato sauce.
I've never had a risotto ball, dude, but really? It sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Now you're making me regret it. I've had risotto balls before.
Just go back today.
No, they don't have them back-to-back days, dude. They change it up.
You sure?
Yeah.
Little risotto ball with a little dipping in a little tomato bisque.
Because I got a feeling of
you've already.
See, I know Publix is a big sponsor to get, but if we could specifically get Leroy's Publix, we would up business so much by telling you. Like, you guys would not be able to keep the risotto balls on the shelf after this.
That's right. Shop with Leroy.
You could sell them for $6.49 a piece.
Yeah, exactly. Let me tell you something. If Publix had me on the roster, I'm telling you, they make a killing. Because I know all the ins and outs and the specials in that place all the time.
Got to make it happen.
Hey, although I'm getting tired of the buy two, get one. You got to spend $32.
Like, I didn't want two. I would have three.
Right. What? Right, exactly.
A BOGO should just be a BOGO.
Just right.
A
BOGO. No, they put it under the guise of a BOGO, but it's really not.
Wow.
I'm trying to figure out in my head the numbers. I'm crunching the numbers. Is it really worth it? You know,
doesn't even make sense. Buy two, get one.
BT go,
right? Like, what are we doing?
I don't like that.
And then here's another thing to get you. Instead of just putting, instead of putting, this is $2, right? Like when I get my poppy on sale, instead of putting $2, they put $5 for $10. So people think they got to get five, right?
Dang.
But, you know, they changed the rules. Psychology. You used to be able to do that. You used to be able to charge five for $10, but if you got one, it was $230 or something like that.
Yeah.
Now you can't do that. If you put five for 10 and you only get one, it's $2. So,
wow.
Yeah. But that five for 10 make you feel like you got to get, I see what you're doing, Publix. I see.
I
only wanted three, though.
Get you caught up with your headlines. Take a break. Back with more after this.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.